Welcome back to the program. All right. I said CEOs have done pretty darn well. Just before, again, let me just preface this by saying this. If you're a business person and you've started a business or you've worked your way up and you're the leader of a business, I have nothing against people who are successful. I don't. I really don't. We're in a free country and you can succeed and be rewarded for passion and hard work and talent. And I don't run a program that runs down people because they're making money. But I will say this. Hands up if you've made a lot more money in the pandemic. If your company's doing better. And one of the biggest social problems that we've got, fact, is the disparity between the rich and poor. And it's the super rich elites are checking out of society. And CEOs 50 years ago were still making more than the average worker, but the average worker was doing pretty good. But not this much more, not 191 times more. The Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives examined 100 of the highest paid CEOs at publicly traded Canadian-based companies in 2020. A lot of these companies, by the way, guess what? Took support from the government to make sure they were profitable, right? They tapped into support. Let me just throw it out there. What do you think the average CEO compensation was? Just I'll pause and then I'll release the number. Average compensation for a publicly traded company CEO last year. You ready? $10.9 million. That's the average. It's the average compensation for a CEO of a publicly traded company. $10.9 million. And how many of those companies who were paid, collected benefits to help their companies? Let's find out. David McDonald is the senior economist with the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives. He's here to break it down. Hi, David. First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
How's the fam? How's everyone doing?
Well, I had to cancel some New Year's plans because of the lockdowns, but same as everybody else, I suppose.
It's tough, right? I mean, we're all in it, and I guess that mitigates the suckiness of it all, but man, it was a bit of a downer for sure. But meantime, I guess if I had $10.9 million as an annual salary, it might be less of a downer. Like, might be like, well, this is pretty good. I mean, it wasn't the worst year of my life. Give me the sense of what CEOs of these companies, who made what?
Yeah, so 10.9 is the average. So this is the second highest average pay on record. The highest was in 2018. Actually, a little bit, the 10.9 is a little bit higher than what the average pay was in 2019. And this was, this data is from the 2020 year. So this is, this is in the middle of the pandemic. This is the pandemic year data that we're looking at.
Everything was terrible. The pandemic was hurting everyone, but CEOs were nailing it.
They were. And there's some particular reasons why they were nailing it. 49 of these 100 CEOs either received direct government support through the wage subsidy program, or they changed their bonus formulas after the fact to insulate them from the full impact of COVID-19 on their bonuses, or they did both. So this is half of the top 100 CEOs are there because they monkeyed with the formula, or they got money directly from the feds.
If you took money, you weren't allowed to pay executive compensation. I thought there was a whole thing about that. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah. So this was a restriction that came into play at the tail end of the program. So it wasn't in play for most of the program, but it was in play for the tail end of the program. And the restriction actually wasn't that severe. The restriction was only that you couldn't pay more in bonuses than you paid in 2019, which was the second highest year on record at that point. So, yes, there was hypothetically a restriction. It just wasn't a very severe one, and it wasn't in place for most of the period.
Okay. The highest paid CEO, I just want people to get a sense of this, is the CEO of Canopy Growth, the marijuana company, the cannabis company, right? How much did that CEO make?
45.3, so not a bad year. And you might think, geez, that's a lot of money. This top paid CEO is actually at the lower end of top paid CEOs over the past couple years. The average is more like 70.
$70 million a year?
That's the average top paid. And so there's a lot of variability there. I mean, one of the reasons in 2018 why the pay was so high was a massive $160 million payout to the CEO of BlackBerry at the time. And so, you know, the high end, this is actually at the lower end for the high end. And the other thing that's interesting is the minimum wage to get on this list has been going up pretty consistently. In the first couple of years when we were looking at it, it was around $3 million. You had to make at least three to get on the list. Now we're up over six. And so whether you're sort of at the very top or at the very bottom, the wages are going up in this,
I just want people to say, of course they deserve it, as I speak to David, because let's look at Canopy Growth, because you're talking about what the CEO, David Klein, made in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
I should just say, in April of 2019, the stock price was $67. By January 10th of 2020, it was $26. By the end of 2021, guess what? It was $30. So that's okay. He'd lost 50% of the value of the company and was paid what? $25 million. $45 million. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
He literally lost, on $50 million in compensation, he lost 50% of the stock price. That's how do you get rewarded for losing money?
I mean, this is one of the.
By the way, the stock right now, guess what it is? Same CEO, $11. Remember, 2018, 61. 2022, it's $11 right now. But don't worry, he was paid last year $50 million. Incredible. We got you, David. Did we lose David?
No, I'm still here. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just fainted. I thought you passed out.
Yeah, I mean.
They're taking money from the government too.
Yeah.
So explain 30, how that works.
You know, well, so 30 of the 100 applied for the wage subsidy program, which was available to them with no real restrictions on whether that money could then be turned around and paid out to shareholders or paid out to executives through executive bonuses. There were restrictions in place in other countries that did in fact restrict companies. Oh, you want this? You know, you want the federal government money? Well, you can't pay out dividends to your shareholders, and you can't pay your execs a ton of money. This was the case in the Netherlands or Spain. And other restrictions were in place in other countries where, if you're a big company, you didn't get access to this, these types of subsidies. They were only for small and medium-sized businesses. Big companies, if you needed an emergency loan, they could provide that at good terms, but it wasn't for them. That's not the case in Canada. I mean, the restrictions we put in place were very late in the game for executive compensation. And it was pretty predictable.
Right.
I mean, we saw it on a much smaller scale in other programs. You think of companies like Bombardier, for instance, who got support, federal and provincial support, several years ago, paid out massive bonuses, got in a lot of trouble for it. That was much more small scale. I mean, it's one company. But here, when you've got these massive government support programs in place,
right,
it was pretty large scale and predictably so.
I got 30 seconds. This is 191 times more than the average worker, just in 10 seconds. Like 20 years ago, what was it?
40 times. So big change. CEOs always made more. But how much more they made than the average worker has really increased substantially over the last, basically since the 1980s.
Wow, that's a good time to be a CEO of a public company. Dave McDonald, Senior Economist with the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives. Thank you, sir. I always appreciate it.